All right, mama's boys, hot or not? We're taking your text right now at 92925. I'm asking because I was watching Jay Baruchel in an interview yesterday, and he said, I'm a mama's boy. He admitted it. And I was like, oh, I like him. I think he's funny. He's talking about some book that he wrote about the haves, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, it got me thinking about mama's boys, and I was like, I've dated one or two in the past. I dated this one guy, and I swear he had a portrait of his mother in his house, and I felt like that was just
his mother,
just a portrait of her. Yeah,
that he painted.
No, it was it was a photograph that he had blown up and framed, and it was just a little too much for me.
I feel like the thing with mama's boys is you don't know that they are until you get to know them, right? And at that, like.
There are some early signs like that. That is an early... Like, there are no photographs of anybody else in his home but one of his mother.
That's excessive. But I see nothing wrong with a man being close to his mother, right?
Like, we're not talking about being close to your mother.
We're talking, like another level?
We're talking mama's boys.
Okay, like, real mama's boys.
There's a difference. I think that mama's boys will always put their mother first, will always agree with their mother over their girlfriend or their wife. That's my opinion when I think about mama's boys. So it's not the same as just simply respecting your mom and being close with your mom, but it's a different sort of connection that obviously I'm not a boy, so I can't really understand.
Scale of 1 to 10, Vinny, mama's boy.
I would say I'm somewhere like in the 6 to 7.
Okay,
6 to 7. My mom doesn't like to meddle too much. She understands that, you know, my relationship with my wife. She's like, oh, I don't want to step on anybody's toes, so don't worry.
Good.
Like, I don't want. But I've seen my friend.
That's a good point. That the mama's boy thing can sometimes be because of who the mother is.
She could be enabling.
Yeah.
Like expecting to be put first.
Exactly.
Because I've seen friendships of mine. Like, I've seen guys who are friends of mine who are mama's boys, and they have issues. There's tension there between the wife and the mother, and it creates problems. And the mother's meddling, and she wants control, and the wife wants control, and just becomes a mess.
Sam,
a
mama's boy,
mess.
Are you?
I don't think I am, but it's funny because whenever I defend her and my girlfriend accuses me of being a mama's boy.
You defend your mom?
Well, whenever, you know, whenever I'm stuck defending her or, you know, supporting her or whatever, I mean, like, she needs my help from time to time and, you know, all she has to do is text and I'm there, you know, but I owe her the world. I mean, that's what any responsible and mature son would do.
Yeah.
But whenever my girlfriend, you know.
You owe her the world?
Well, yeah. Why? She made a lot of sacrifices for me growing up.
She gave birth to you.
A lot.
Yeah, but that was, you didn't choose to be born.
No, I know. She helped me with my homework when I really needed it the ages of 7
that's
and 14.
That's like her
14.
Job, though. That's
no,
like her
it's
job.
Not. She went above and beyond. She was a very attentive and caring mom.
I think he might be a mama's boy.
I'm just stating.
I'm just realizing this.
Who would have thought, eh?
Does he sound like a mama's boy to you?
I'm smelling ode to mama boy.
I bet you people would have thought I was a mama's boy and you weren't.
Please. I left home when I was 19 and I didn't come back until I was 30.
But your mom still buys your clothes and things like this.
She buys all of my brothers and I clothes only when it's convenient for her.
Okay, you're such a mama's boy.
It's unprovoked. What are you talking about?
Not even close.
So anyways, whenever my girlfriend accuses me of being a mama's boy, I actually take it personally. It actually is borderline insulting. I really don't like hearing that because I feel like I'm just doing what any diligent and respective son would do without going above and beyond. And she gives us our space. But I find it insulting.
But it's because, you know why you find it insulting? Okay, let's say I say, like, you look like Donald Trump. Is that insulting to you? Not really.
1990 Donald Trump?
But it's not insulting because you don't feel like there's any truth to it, right? You don't feel like you look like Donald Trump.
Well, because it's so far removed
Exactly. So maybe it hits some sort of chord with you because there's some truth there. Like, maybe that's why you get upset, because there's some truth behind it.
Well, there should be some attachment between a mother and their child, right? I would hope that we're so, you know, that we're so not far removed. I would hope that there's some sort of
There are people
connection.
Agreeing with you on our text line, Sam. People, they're all
You don't know.
I mean, I don't want to say I don't want to date a mama's boy, but I've just seen some situations where it can be really tough. And when you're trying to make a relationship work, especially in the beginning, you know, you're learning about each other, you're trying to make things happen, trying to create a space for you and your significant other. When somebody else has a say and is sort of like always inserting themselves in that, I think it can be really tough and detrimental to the relationship.
For sure.
Let's take some texts. Mama's boys, hot or not? You can text at 92925. And coming up, signs that he is a mama's boy. That's on the way. We'll see if Sam fits in this category. Mama's boys, hot or not. We're taking your text this morning, 99925, and Nikki was mentioning that she was watching an interview with Montrealer Jay Baruchel, and he admitted he's a mama's boy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a mama's boy.
He said he's a mama's boy, and it immediately took me back to this guy that I dated who was a total mama's boy. And there were many signs, but the first sign was when I went to his house and there was just like a really big picture of her and no real like pictures of anybody else throughout the place. And a lot of people are saying, you know, it's his house. He can do what he wants. He can. I'm just being honest in that. It was like a bit of a red flag for me.
We're getting a ton of texts this morning, 99925. You're not going to believe the story Elizabeth is about to share with us about an experience that she had with a mama's boy. That's on the way. But first, you have some signs that he's a mama's
signs
boy.
Signs that he's a mama's boy. These are alleged signs.
So we can prove once and for all that I'm not a mama's boy?
let's find out. Here we go.
Okay. He couldn't survive alone out in the wild.
Okay, I can survive in the wild just
you
fine.
You could. But I think a lot of people who aren't mama's boys could not survive,
hell
you know,
no.
alone out in the wild.
Hell no.
He and his mom text all the time.
Okay. Do you text your mom often, Sam? Because I don't.
Occasionally.
Yeah, because...
He runs every decision by her.
No, God, no.
His mom can't do anything wrong.
I mean, she's getting to the age now where I can't really change anything about her, so I just accept her for what it is. And
that's it.
Some of it's right, some of it's wrong, but
we
love her all the same.
He can be immature, especially when he's around her.
Yeah, I've seen friends of mine act like that. I never understood
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've seen that too. Yeah, it's kind of like a biological thing, though. Maybe we all do it in some
revert
sense.
Back to childhood?
Yeah. Well, just, some behaviors, maybe.
Only when there are a few drinks involved, probably.
He expects you to be like her.
Like your girlfriend? Like
Yeah, he expects your girl. He expects his girlfriend or his wife to be like his mom.
Yeah, that's... Run.
No,
run.
I mean,
that's bad.
There's a bit of that inherently, but I think that that's only normal, as we've discussed on the show, that you're attracted to people that remind you of your... Well, that's science, Nikki. Don't give me that face.
Your girlfriend and mom have the same name, just to be...
Well, okay. Not legally, but yes, they are addressed in the same...
He's pretty spoiled.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 And she shows up unannounced or will change things in your house or condo.
My mom always says, I will never come without telling you guys. I will let you know.
She doesn't show up unannounced, but when she does come, she changes things. She rearranges. This should be here. Why is it there? Get out of my space.
We got a text from somebody who said that a few months ago, she would have cringed to hear the way that you're speaking. But since she had a son, she wants him to be a mama's boy so much. But she said with her husband, he's a mama's boy, and she rolls her eyes. She can't stand it that her husband is one, but now she wants her son to be a mama's boy. Yeah, she tries. She tries.
Elizabeth's on the phone. Please share your story about your experience with a mama's boy.
My friend introduced me to a young guy, really nice, and everything was going perfect. And we basically disagreed. We were going out for dinner, and I guess one just him and I decided to bring his mom along. And from then, it went downhill.
So you guys were going on like a date, the two of you, and he wanted to bring his mom along.
Yeah, I just wanted to have just me and him, and that was it.
Oh, yeah.
He brought his mom along, so I bit my lip at dinner. His mom proceeded to tell me how I should hold a fork, how I should sit.
Stop it!
No!
Yes. And then when I was ordering my food, she goes, do you really want to eat that? I mean, wow. I said, I'm not on the diet. I have a good metabolism. She goes, do you really want to eat that? I said, yes, I did.
Oh my God.
I hope you ran very far.
Dude, listen, I ate my food. Gracefully, I got up and said, I have to go to the bathroom. I called my girlfriend. She picked me up and I went home. I laughed all the way. I left him and his mom at the restaurant.
Oh, God. Oh.
I mean, third wheels are awkward enough, right?
Yeah,
but when it's the in-law,
But I mean, honestly, he's a really nice guy. Just that mama comes along with the package deal.
Yeah, he needs to have a conversation with his mother and be like, listen, you can't do that. Otherwise,
at least wait till the second date, you know?
The thing is, mama's boys will not have that conversation. They're way too terrified. It's crippling. The idea is crippling.